Well, maybe not quite live forever, but certainly live an awful lot longer. We're going to hear now from a scientist who says he's on the brink of breakthroughs that will extend human life by up to 20 or 30 years and ultimately could extend life by hundreds or even 1,000 years. He is Dr. Aubrey de Grey, and I met him on Saturday at the Aspen Abu Dhabi Ideas Forum, and they invited him there because extending human life was one of the four moonshot themes that we're exploring. Who is he? Well, he's described as a biomedical gerontologist. He has a PhD in the subject from Cambridge University. His thesis was entitled The Mitochondrial Free Radical Theory of Aging, and he says we can extend life by doing a bunch of stuff. He's chief science officer at a research lab in California called SENS Research Foundation, and I began by asking him to explain in simple terms the overview of his theory.
We are within striking distance of bringing aging under comprehensive medical control. What that means is that rather than attacking the individual diseases of old age one at a time in the manner that we have tried unsuccessfully to do over the past many decades, we will attack the entire package, the entire network of things that go wrong with people as they get old, in one. Within the next couple of decades, we have a good chance of being able to do that pretty comprehensively. Not 100% comprehensively, but still pretty well. We might have therapies that can postpone the ill health of old age by as much as 30 years as a result of those technologies. And furthermore, those 30 years will be enjoyed in good health by people who are already, let's say, 60 or 70 or older at the time that the therapies come along. Which means, of course, that we'll be buying those people a bunch of time for us to improve the therapies so that we can re-rejuvenate them later on even more. And when I say rejuvenate, I really mean that. I really mean that people will not stay biologically 60 or 70 indefinitely. They will actually be restored back to being biologically 20 or 30.
Try to explain in simple terms one example of how the solutions you're working on at your lab in California, how that might help me to live an extra 20, 30 years, and maybe in the future help people to live. I've seen comments attributed to you saying potentially humans could live to be 1,000 years old.
Certainly.
Give me an example of that technology.
Sure. If you want an example of the type of damage that we're going to fix and how it's going to matter, let's take atherosclerosis. That's the number one killer in the Western world. It's the reason we get heart attacks and strokes, the accumulation of fatty deposits in the major arteries. The way that we're going about fixing that is by introducing bacterial enzymes into cells, into white blood cells especially, so that those cells are able to process oxidized cholesterol. White blood cells are set up to process normal cholesterol, which is their job, one of their jobs, but they are not set up to tolerate the occasional contamination of oxidized cholesterol, and that inactivates them, causes them to become messed up, and that's where atherosclerosis comes from. If those white blood cells could break down oxidized cholesterol, that wouldn't happen, and we're giving themselves the ability to do that by giving them genes from bacteria.
I've read that you're performing some experiments with mice, the rejuvenation of the mouse, and once you have proof of concept there, perhaps you can transfer it to humans. How is the rejuvenation of the mouse progressing at the moment?
So the various different components of this damage repair strategy are at very different stages of development. Some of them are already in clinical trials. There's a bunch of different stem cell therapies, for example, for Parkinson's disease, that are, you know, very much part of the damage repair thing. In that case, we are replacing cells that the body doesn't replace on its own. And that's already in humans. Some things are at a kind of intermediate level. We're doing experiments in mouse models of the various human conditions that we're talking about. Some of them are not even that far. Some of them are still at the level of doing experiments on cells in a dish, and they won't be moving to mice for another couple of years. And all of these things have to work. So actually, we at SENS Research Foundation tend to focus on the hardest things, the things that are at an earlier stage, because those are the things that are least likely to be pursued by other people.
Finally, how far could this go? I've read various people attributing to you, maybe humans could live to this age or that age. What's your view? State it simply and clearly in your terms.
There is absolutely no limit to how long people will be able to live once we have even begun to bring aging under comprehensive control. At the moment, the best way to think about this is to look at vintage cars. You know, we have cars that are 100 years old that were designed to last maybe 10 or 15 years. And the reason we have that is because cars are simple enough that we have already got the technology to do comprehensive preventative maintenance on them. We just do that regularly if we're mad enough to want to actually keep our car rather than get a new one. And it works. And it works for aeroplanes as well. And it works for anything. It's just a question of the complexity of the thing. Now, the human body is vastly more complex, but the damage that the human body does to itself is only a little bit more complex than the damage that a simple man-made machine does to itself. So we are within striking distance of figuring out how to fix all of that damage.
Your critics, some of your critics say that biologically, humans cannot live beyond 120 years. Whatever we do, however healthy we are, whatever medicines we create, 120 years is the maximum. What do you make of their argument, and why do you think they've got it wrong?
Well, actually, to be perfectly honest, there aren't so many of those critics anymore because they have realized that they got it wrong. The point, of course, is that this so-called biological limit to human lifespan is a limit that we observe today, and we observe it today in the absence of medicines that we don't have today. So, of course, you know, it's a circular statement. If we've got medicines that repair the reasons that drive this limit, then the limit goes away. It's as simple as that.
How old do you think you will live to be?
Well, of course, the big uncertainty when we talk about timeframes for all of this is how soon we will make the first step, how soon we will get the initial first-generation rejuvenation technologies that confer perhaps 20 or 30 additional years of life. I don't know how soon that's going to happen, in the same way that nobody knows how soon any pioneering technology is going to come to fruition. So it could be 20 years, in which case it will be time for me, and there's no knowing how long I'm going to live because there will be no limit to it anymore. Or it could be 50 years, in which case it won't be in time for me, and I'm going to live only slightly longer than my parents.
The last thing I want to ask you is about what all this means for society. Let's say you're right, this kind of Malthusian doomsday scenario where there's a squillion people running out of the planet all aged 230. How does planet Earth cope with all these elderly humans?
Okay, right up until now you were a responsible journalist, but now you've just called this, as if you were certain about it, a doomsday scenario, and that is absolutely outrageous. I am simply not going to let you get away with that. The fact is that this is all about health. If you want to say that medicine for the elderly is only a good thing if it doesn't work very well, then damn well say so, and do not play games with the words involved here. The reason I'm angry about this is because everybody does it, and it's because of journalists that everybody thinks it's okay to do it, and it's costing lives. This is about saving lives, not about anything else.